Gold Coast T-Ball.
Blog Talk Radio.
Convince NFL teams to turn to cold water washing with Tide.
The NFL, your uniforms get dirt.
Tide can handle it, even in cold. Plus, if fans join in, they can save up to $150 on their energy bill.
Looks like you just made the team, rookie. Turn to cold with Tide.
And that's the bottom line.
It's got to be Tide. Energy savings based on average efficiency from hot, cold, and non-aging sheet.
Hey, there it is, live and direct this morning, 7:30 a.m., January 12th, 2022, Christian calendar. Good morning to you all. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum. Shalom. Hope everything is well with y'all this morning. You on Blog Talk Radio, Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all making it to y'all destination. I hope y'all woke up. Hope everything is well. Hope you're breathing good and easy. Hope you know that it can get better, man. It's up to you, man, what you're going to do. No matter what the situation is, if you're laying down, if you're on all fours, so you can make something happen. Just know that. So, we got a show today. We're going to start the show off different than what we have advertised today. We definitely going to go into the business fundability, the business credit and all that. That's going to be the second half of it. In the first half, we just to deal with the state of emergency in Black America. Y'all are right out there. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Hey, check us out on our website, Legal Empowerment Group 101. We have the nonprofit website coming out. It should be here shortly this week. So we had that up and running for y'all. So y'all can tap in and see what we'll be doing in the nonprofit world, our charitable endeavors. And also, you can check us out at supernaturalgalleries.com for the S Gala token and the Supercoin. And then you can catch us at for your feminine hygiene products. You can catch us at queenkitty.net. Go to queenkitty, that's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net, for your feminine hygiene products. So you check into any one of them forums, those are links to us and the different things that we're doing. If you want to catch us about anything on the broadcast, anything in the archives, then you can tap into Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And that's going to be your forum for that. So, yeah, I'm still getting ready. I'm still medicating this morning. I ain't even drunk my herbal or nothing. I'm still medicating with y'all. I usually be letting y'all ride with the music or something. But I'm a little bit behind this morning. But I got some papers I want to put out for us to go over and get an understanding before we go into this business thing. Yeah. There's some real deep papers I want us to really go over and understand in Black America, because we're coming up on with the people that told us is Black History Month. And we're going to see about this. We've been told a lot of lies. They told us it was New Year's. I don't see nothing new on the planet right now. Everything looks dead. All the leaves on the ground, the grass is brown, the flowers ain't shining, nothing. Everything is dead right now. The bears in hibernation. The ants disappeared. What you mean? Ain't nothing in life right now. How is this the new year? But okay. Once again, the old Negro will believe anything Master say. As long as Master give us any kind of scrap, we'll take it. Just throw us something, boss. Throw us something, not your intellectual property. Even if it's just your mind, Master, give us something. Just tell us your news that we can use. And we just suck it up. Live from CNN. Breaking news right now. We're going to suck it up. And when your brother or your sister come and give you the news that you can use, we're going to turn your back. Oh, man, you don't want to hear it. So that's the state that we're in. And that was by creation. That's how they created us, to hate yourself and kind. instant lit here. See, when you ain't on, when you got your own show, your own time, you move at your own pace. You definitely do. And if I got any of the brothers calling in to me today, just listening, make sure y'all tickle me, man. Make sure y'all text me, too, so I know that that's who you are. And then we'll tap in, too, when I get to that segment as I go over some of the stuff I'm going on, because I know y'all got some questions y'all want to ask and which y'all want me to go into. So if you is in the chat line holding on or waiting, just make sure. I got to start making sure I get my numbers in so I know what time we're going to start doing that. Okay, so look, today we're going to read from two documents. I'm going to set the tone with these two documents because it's imperative for y'all to understand that it's dangerous being black if you haven't been aware. And black lives don't matter if you haven't been aware. And being black, driving while black, is a fact and is a part of the Protect and Serve Corporation. That's what they do. See, you didn't know the Protect and Serve Corporation. You always know that they ain't there to protect and serve you, but you never pinpointed it exactly what it is, who they are. That's what you have never figured out, who they are. So I'm going to tell you who they are. Just the good old boys. Never meaning no harm. Good old Duke boys. Duke's a hazard. Yeehaw. With the Confederate flag all the way across the car. Yeah, you couldn't miss them. Yeah, good old Duke boys. They're going to chase you down. That's the thing is, to chase you down, to hunt you down. To everything you do, you can't leave out your vicinity. You stay trapped in your community that we created for you. If you step out of that boundary, if you think you're anything other than what we told you you are, then we got a fine or we got stars and bars for your ass. That's what you've been pledging allegiance to, the stars and bars, because that's all I've been getting, stars and bars. Every time, bam, they hit me upside my head again. Damn, another whoo-wham. Bam, another bar, another jail term, another jail sentence, another black man going to jail, another black sister going to prison, wiping out the family, wiping out the nation, giving them an image, giving them a likeness. But we'll tell people on our music that we giving the people the culture and the world. How you giving it to the people when you getting paid to portray it? That doesn't make sense. You're the employee. The employer is allowing you to dance as a minstrel and do the dance and do whatever you do. See? But you've been portrayed to the world as if you're the light. But you're not the light. Because the world is in darkness. If you was the light, the whole world would be a light. Because when you was the light, the whole world was in light. That was prior to 1492, your expulsion out of Spain. Y'all better start studying now. You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope y'all all right out there. So it's a book out there called The March of the Titan by Arthur Kemp. Man, go check it out. It's the complete history of the white race. This is by them. This is their book. So you got to delve into it from all sides. You feel me? You got to hit that square from all corners, all angles. So you go into it, this book they got, it's a big book. You go read it, they go tell you, they go show you all their pictures, and you go see how they take your nose off and how they start trying to make you look like you Euro, and, you know, to make it look like Egypt was theirs and their inventions. And, you know, you go through there and you go see what they say. But you're going to see how you became black. You read this book, you will see how you became black. You will see how they expelled you out of Spain. Let me tell you who expelled you out of Spain. But the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. That's right, I said it. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. That's what went in there and kicked the Moors out. Why did they expel the Moors out? Let me tell you why. I'm an example of it. Let me tell you why. They be trying to use the word paper terrorism. They expel the Moors because the Moors stand on that law. On that universal God's law, on the principles, justice, everybody, love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, everybody, flourishes, the sciences was flourishing, man, irrigation, Europe was in the dark ages, you know, we had irrigations, there's the marble floors, the cathedrals and the big things, well, yeah, they was living in dark, yeah, they was eating raw meat when we was barbecuing, Man, y'all better quit playing. Y'all think, do you think the Maury Gator, where you think that comes from? Where you think that name derives from? What do you think the root of that etymology of Maury is? Mar, the word Mar. Are you a Moor and don't know that? You don't know that? The Morisco. The Maury Gator is selling you back your game. Come on now. So this is about, man, educating ourselves, getting the understanding, going back and see what happens. They start blacking us out, Blackamoor. Different names they start calling us as they start pushing us from out of Spain and pushing us back over here into our own dominion. See, you got to understand in an empire you have a dominion. So the dominion might break up, shit, if you might break up a quarter of the earth. Look at the European dominion, where it stretched to. It stretched over here now. They're from Europe. So you understand a dominion, an empire? This is part of the Roman Empire right now. They're the gatekeepers over here right now. Not that this is their ancestral estate, because science will teach you that. It's not. They're from Europe. They're Europeans. People are from where they're from. But there's no Negro land. There's no black land. There's no color land. Yeah, you don't have a continent, a mass that's named after you. And see, that's all corporate. So when you understand it and you're traveling through the community and you wonder why these people always, everywhere we turn, they in the hood. There they go. They pulling people over. They harassing. And that's because of a document called the Christian Black Codes of 1724. Oh, yeah, that's what they was. They was sanctioned by the church. The Christian Black Codes of 1724. Now, this document, I'm going to read some of this document. I'm going to read some of the articles of the document so you can see the ordinances and the sanctions that they have, okay, what Massa said. Then we go get to that. And then we go get into the Sundry Free Moors Act. And as a matter of fact, because the Christian codes are longer, I'm going to read the Sundry Free Moors Act so I can show you why being black is dangerous. Now, this document is from 1789. Mm-hmm. 1789, 1790. These are relatives. This is what our ancestors told these folks in South Carolina. Okay, I'm going to read the article. The State Records of South Carolina. Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 to 1790. Michael E. Stevens, editor. Kristen N. M. Allen, assistant editor, published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina. Okay. It says, a petition was presented to the House from Sundry Free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state, praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. Hold on. 1789, they petitioned the House and asked that they be tried as the citizens of the state and not under the Negro Act? What that's about? Okay, we're going to read on. The humble petition of Francis Daniel Hammond and Samuel Freemores in behalf of themselves and their wives Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda humbly showeth that your petitioners some years past had the misfortune while fighting in the defense of their country to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador then residing in England in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have, by their greatest industry, they was industrious, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. They worked for their freedom. They didn't sit back begging. And now prayeth your honorable house, that as freeborn subjects of a prince now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subjects to a law of this state now in force called the Negro Law. They should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury, and your petitioners as in duty bound will ever pray. 1. Order that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justin Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which he read in his place, and afterwards delivered it in at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to and is as follows: viz. Report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them. Listen, it says, in their opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation, you got to understand language, in its construction, the way it was formed, is language, or the operation of it as you put it into the force and effect, it doesn't apply to them. And that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and govern of Negroes and other slaves. Resolved that this House do agree with the report. That's on the record. You could go to the Law Library of Congress and get a copy of that. The ISBN number is 087-249-9448. Again, the ISBN number for that is 087-249-9448. Yeah, go get it from Massa Mouth. Massa will tell you the truth about it. If you don't want to hear it from me, go ask Massa. So, in 1789, and we think we so game tight. We think we so tough, huh? We so sharp and slick, huh? In 1789, your folks was petitioning these people so they could travel free. And here you go running around here. I need L's. I need a license. Yes, the boss. And will you have me your license registration? Here you go with the seal, with the Roman yoke and seal on there. You they nigga. You're calling each other in every day. You're talking about it don't mean nothing. Oh, yeah, it do mean something. Y'all don't want to think it don't mean something. They're swinging it around. You're swinging it around so when they put it into operation, it has force when it really doesn't. You see that? Because you're just a nigga. Everybody say it. White, Chinese, black, it don't matter. Everybody say it. My nigga, what's up, my nigga? Yeah, everybody can say it. They don't give a fuck. And you don't either. But as soon as somebody else say it, oh, that's wrong. Oh, they shouldn't be saying that. No, you better understand what's going on and quit calling yourself that. You call yourself Negro, nigga. That's the same equivalent. Quit calling yourself black. Quit calling yourself African-American. Africa is a continent, and Africa is a corporation. Did you know that? That's the name of a corporation. Somalia, Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, California. All these places are corporate. Did you know that? Okay, so now you got to understand to play the game. So now we're done with that document. So that's called the Sundry Free Moors Act. In 1789, man, they petitioned the court. Don't try us under them, the Negro Act law. That's what you in prison for. For all my people who listening, who incarcerated, who got family members incarcerated, you ain't incarcerated because of what you did. You incarcerated because you was driving while black. Yeah, the black codes got you. And because all your documents say black, you've been kidnapped and illegally detained. Did you know that? So get yourself out of there. Yeah, all your documents say that you was black. Every one of your arresting reports, every time you went to court, it said it was black. That's what they took down, an artificial person, because all their system is artificial, because they're doing business over here. Did you know that? So are you an artificial person? Do we got to go pull back out the dictionary again? Because the Black Law Dictionary says there's more than one type of person. So you need to study. Quit believing what Webster and everybody else tell you. See, we just taught to just believe the first thing somebody tells us. So when we pick up a dictionary, the first definition they give us, boop, we bite on it, suck it up. We don't even read the rest of them. They don't even matter to us. But I bear witness they do. That's why they have abridged dictionaries and unabridged dictionaries. Better dig the game and get with it. So an artificial person, a human being is a person, and an artificial person is a person. An artificial person is created by law and given certain rights as a human being. See, but the language is it's created by law and given certain rights as a human being. So just like the movie Ted, we go back to this again, the little teddy bear. Y'all laugh to the bank with teddy bear. They laugh to the bank while we just laugh, even though they were talking about us. They're talking about the 14th Amendment citizen, the U.S. citizen. 14th Amendment, you mean you're artificial. This is a corporation. And Ted, like I said, Ted was doing his thing, talking all slick. Yeah, had a girlfriend, and like he's shaking his little hips like he's doing a shaboinking something. That's what he said. Yeah, he's shaboinking something. Yeah, he wasn't shaboinking nothing. He had no wee-wee. Yeah, Ted's an artificial person, and you might as well don't even have none. Your kids are wards of the state. As soon as you spit them out, poof, as soon as you spit them out, you then went into a contract with them and contracted them off, and they back on the plantation. They can't wait to put them under the black coats. Yep, you then gave them to the state. A cold game. So now let's get into the black coats. I hope y'all all right out there. Y'all are the Morning Drip Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. I hope all is well. Don't forget to catch us at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And don't forget to check out us at SupernaturalGalleries.com for your token, for your S-Gala token and your Supercoin. And don't forget to check us out at QueenKitty.net and QueenKitty at Instagram for your feminine female products. Fellas, if y'all listen out there, you know, I know sometimes, you know, y'all like them old schools, then you like them new schools, man. So if you got some old school, man, you got to pump on the gas in the morning and hit it before it ride all good all day. And then they got some of that good old tightening gel for that old school, man. Had that thing, yow, ta-da-ow. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. They had that thing, yow. Yeah, man, yow. You can't even get in there. You're like, damn. Yeah, so then get your girls some of that, man. You know, mention the show, man. I have a discount in hand for you, man. I make sure you get a discount. Y'all going to spend. That's Queen Kitty with a K. Queen, K-I-T-T-Y. This for y'all out there who just dumb as hell. That's QUEENTTY.NET. And I can't do no more for you than that. You got to have somebody go to the phone and point it out and tap it for you if you didn't get that part right there, all right? But that's how that goes. Okay, so now. I see y'all two mores on there. We're going to get to that portion, too. Let me give y'all a dose of these Christian black codes of 1724. So let me read on some of this document so you can understand how they implemented the 13th Amendment, which they told everybody, oh, slavery was over. But the language of it says, shit, if you commit a crime, hell, slavery is good. Involuntary servitude is good. Yeah, it says involuntary servitude and slavery is abolished except for if you commit a crime. And Congress is the one that appropriates the legislation. They are authorized to appropriate the legislation. And all the folks sitting up in the prisons in the state and in the federal prison are waiting on Congress to pass a law. They call left and right. Man, yeah, they just, man, that's the same people who enslaved got your ass. That's the new slave owner, Congress, because that's what it say in the Constitution. Hold on, I'm going to give it to you from their mouth, man. I don't want you going back saying, yeah, Suleiman Bey said this, Suleiman Bey said that. Suleiman Bey giving it to you from their mouth. I'm reading to you from their documents because that's the only thing you understand, the only thing we suck up. So again, let's go. The 13th Amendment, 1865, eyes are free. Everybody thinks they're free. And in 1865, the institution of slavery was abolished. Y'all need to understand that. So when the institution of slavery was abolished, that means all its articles, all its tags, all its names, if you was called a Negro, all the things that the institution of slavery implemented was abolished. There was no good. So why would you still call yourself a nigger? Why would you still call yourself a Negro? Why would you call yourself anything that master was calling you? When you walk down the street and he say, hey, boy, you're supposed to say, get the fuck out of here. I ain't no fucking boy. I was free, bitch. That's what you're supposed to tell him. But nah, you still kept your head down. Oh, yes, sir. And you still stayed in your place because of what was implemented already. See, that's the only reason they let you go. They was fighting over that fact. They knew you was whooped enough. And it showed because after the 1865, it took them 3 years before they made you citizens, before they legally made us citizens and slicked us in. 3 whole years, we just ran around in the land like zombies. We didn't proclaim, we didn't declare. That's what the Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us. Yeah, y'all don't know about Prophet Noble Drew Ali? Well, that's what everybody moving on out here. That's what everybody grooving and eating on out here if they're not giving honors to him. If they're not praising Allah for him coming to these shores for Yahushua come again. And by the way, if you follow on any of his teaching, then you bear witness to Yahushua came again. Because y'all waiting on Jesus, but who you waiting on? You waiting on the body for 2,000 years ago? Where they do that at? You talking about some Living Dead shit. Where they do that at? People just come back and walk around from 2,000 years ago. Because I got a lot of folks I might want to tap into on some kinetic shit. I'll get some gems up out of them. How the fuck y'all get out the dinosaurs and all them? How y'all chop their goddamn heads off? Because I'm trying to deal with these peasant-ass maggots and worms around here right now. I can't even get rid of. Shit, how y'all do that? Yeah, that's what I'm going to be on. So anyway, 1865, the 13th Amendment, Section 1. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, listen to the language, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. Huh, you damn sure ain't gonna get duly convicted. Hell, you don't even have to get a true jury trial with your peers. Hell, you got the Europeans and everybody else. They exclude anybody who look like you. Shit, and shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So slavery or involuntary servitude. Involuntary servitude is when you owe somebody, you got to go work off the debt. That could be one way of voluntary servitude, or in the prison system. That's definitely involuntary servitude and slavery. Some prison systems, they don't give you a penny. Some of them, they just work you for pennies. So either way you go, with slavery and voluntary servitude, because you was punished, they say, for crime, that you was duly convicted. But how can you be duly convicted when you was tagged as an artificial person? This is how. The 14th Amendment. Oh, hold on. Section 2 says of 13th Amendment, Article 1, Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. So the Congress, the one made the new game. Yeah, they created a game. Okay, and created the law to keep slavery in force. And that's why they created a more perfect union. Listen to their language. They created a more perfect union, the United States of America. They created that. So it's uniform through all 50 states, the slavery and bondage. So, man, you could be from Alabama, and they could ship your ass off to do time in California. You can best believe that, and vice versa. They could ship you to any plantation they want to. So that's how in the federal system they do you. They ship you all over. See, you have been a ward of the state. They just shift it up and make it look like, oh, now you did something different to put you to a federal crime. No, you've been a federal ward of the state. How? Because of the 14th Amendment, 1868, 3 years later. And it reads, Section 1, all persons born. They go to the key word, persons. You will find this word a lot of places when you're reading lit law stuff. It's going to say persons. And you got to identify and distinguish what a person is. Because if you think you know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. They will book you. You better know what a person is and what type of person they dealing with and who they dealing with when they call them. So it says, Section 1, 14th Amendment, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, listen, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States, wherein they reside. Now, I ain't going to read the full part of that. I am. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of the life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. 1, 2, 3. Persons is in there 3 times in this one section, and it's not defined what a person means. So let's go down, let's go into the same Black Law Dictionary and find out what a person means. Y'all all right out there, folks? I know y'all all right. I mean, y'all standing, y'all, I ain't moving too fast, but y'all are talking, you know, am I moving too fast? What's going on? I'm going to let y'all know right now what a person is and what this all got to do with anything. This got to all do with you traveling out there every day. This got to do with your whole existence. This will open up the doors for you so much. Okay, a person, according to the Black Law, says, one, a human being. Shit, everybody know that. Shit, everybody know that a human being is a person. Okay, but two, this is what people don't know. An entity, such as a corporation, that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay. And then to go down, it says artificial person. They got some definitions of different persons. Here go one, artificial person. Let's read this. Artificial person says an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person. Oh, fictitious person? Wow. Juristic person, legal person, moral person. Okay, you go down, they got all kinds of different persons. They got fictitious person. It says see artificial person. So we just read artificial person. It's created by law and given rights. And then we got to come down to natural person. Natural person says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Again, listen to the language. Natural person says a human being, okay, we got that, as distinguished from, listen to the language, as distinguished from. So the question you have to ask, how do you distinguish? Distinguish from an artificial person created by law. How do you distinguish? So that's the question of where we at over here. Because over here, how they do business over here is they presume and assume that everybody is an artificial person, which means a United States citizen, which means a 14th Amendment citizen, which means you are artificial. You get it? When the foreigners come over here, the foreigners, you know what they do? The foreigners come over here, they do their little Pledge of Allegiance, but they never give away their alliance to who they are, just like a German Shepherd, no matter where a German Shepherd is born. Some of us ain't never been to Germany. Shit, y'all got German Shepherds in every state we live in, and every time you see one, you call it a German Shepherd. You never call it a Mississippi Shepherd. You never call it a Texas Shepherd. You never call it an Alabama Shepherd. You call it a German Shepherd. It don't change, but you change. Good old master been changing us, huh? Shit, we used to be Negroes. Then, then they said we was colored. Blacks. See how I just changed in Afro-Americans, African-Americans. Okay, so here go the Black Code laws of 1784. We should get into that. The Black Code, the Christian Black Codes of 1724 were initiated during Reconstruction after the Civil War to control blacks after they were emancipated. Passed by southern states, instead of giving blacks the same rights as white people, the codes limited the blacks' freedoms severely. They included that blacks had to be in service of a white person, that they could not have congregations together, that they could not speak out, and that they could not have weapons. They also included that blacks could not go out with a white, without a white supervisor. Thus, blacks had to take on the religions and holidays and gods of their white superiors. These same black codes were said to have been made null and void with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865. Although many southern states adopted black codes to keep former slaves from voting and impose other restrictions. Y'all don't see us still be fighting for voting? Oh, okay. The 14th and 15th Amendments were to supposedly had eliminated these codes, but as you read them down below and study the law of the land in conjunction with religion and politics, discover these codes have been modernized in a disguise, and many are still in effect. Article 1. Okay. The Christian Black Codes of 1724, Article 1. Article 1 decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Article 2, make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Make it imperative to teach your religion to your slaves. What kind of religion are you teaching them? You're going to teach them that dirty, filthy religion that ain't got us nowhere. I don't care if you get mad at me for saying I got the freedom to speak what I want to say. If you don't want to listen to me, you could go somewhere else. That's why their religion is dirty. That don't mean that you give Yahushua back. The prophet said you give Christianity back to the Christopanic, the Bible and Christianity back to the Europeans. That was for them and their forefathers for their earthly salvation. We going back to Islamism was for us, for our ancestors and us, for our earthly and divine salvation. See, you got to understand, for our divinity, they using it for commerce, for redemption. They using it for commerce. Yeah, y'all better get together. Article 2, once again, make it imperative on master to impart religious instruction to their slaves. Article 3 permits the exercise of the Roman Catholic's creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. You heard it. We give you that good old Christianizing. But had you in chains and shackles. You're supposed to be brothers and sisters to them. The Pope just went on and apologized not too long ago. Apologized for all the suffering and the pain that happened. You're supposed to be brothers. That's what he say now. We all brothers. But put you under their religion, under the cross, the red cross. So that's how that go. Okay. So Article 4. Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. Article 5, Sundays and holy days, holidays, are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. You got your old Sunday, huh? Sun worship day, you got your old Sunday. See, we have holy days, but they gave us holidays. Mm-hmm. Article 6, we forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected, to some other arbitrary punishment. Look up that word, arbitrary. We forbid our curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy, to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all our white subjects and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. And that's why a woman on welfare can't get none with you in the house. I bet you believe that. She can't put you down. You stay there. That's what that is. Should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offending and the master of the slave should pay each a fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master with his slave, said master should not only pay the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. And said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. The child will be adjudged to the hospital of the locality. Ain't that what he was born at and they gave that birth certificate at? Dig the catch, huh? You see how it's working? Okay. Who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality, and said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. But shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave, when said slave, according to the form described by the church, said slave shall become free and legitimate, and in such case, there shall be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. Article 7. The ceremonies and forms prescribed by the Ordinance of Blois and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed both with regard to free persons and slaves, but the consent of the father and mother of the slave is not necessary. That of the master should be the only one required. That's why you got to go down and get a application to marry and pay down at the court. You paying. Yeah, you pimp. They pimping y'all. They paying, selling you your woman and your husband to each other. Yeah, it's an artificial marriage. That's why they don't last. That's why they don't last. You don't know how to where they sanctioned by. You think they were sanctioned by God. They wasn't sanctioned by God. God marriage, you didn't even have to go down there and pay for it. Article 7. That was 7. Article 8. We forbid our curates to effect marriages between slaves without the proof of the consent of their master. And we also forbid all masters to force their slaves into marriages against their wills. Article 9. Children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. Article 10. If the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, it is our will that their children, of whatever sex they be, shall share the condition of their mother. Why is it always the mother? See, that's where your genealogy, that's where your nativity, your nationality go through the woman. And that's why they got the woman so degraded right now. That's why we in darkness. But you do see the woman is on the rise, because brothers, I bear witness, they move way faster than us with business and the industry and everything. So you need to educate her, educate yourself, and educate her and see her rise, because that's the way. That's the first teacher. So again, Article 9, children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. Article 10, if the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, it is our will that their children of whatever sex they be shall share the condition of their mother and be as free as she, notwithstanding the servitude of their father. And if the father be free and the mother a slave, then the children shall be slaves. Article 11. Masters shall have their Christian slaves buried in consecrated ground. Article 12. We forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons, don't that sound familiar, or heavy sticks under the penalty of being whipped, and of having said weapons confiscated for the benefit of the person seizing the same. Y'all see a lot of these articles will be all in effect right now. An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or shooting for their masters and who carry with them a written permission to that effect or are designated by some known mark or badge, meaning the police, meaning like a sheriff or something. Yeah, except the ones they allow. Yeah, Country George. You know, they're going to let Country George carry the whip, man, and he going to shoot your ass down or from life. Gun line, boss. Oh boy, go shoot you down. You cross that gun line, boss. Yeah, they're going to have another nigga with a stick. Yeah, somebody who's eyeing you, who watching you good for master, telling everything for master, everything you do. They got them all around. You see them all the time. Mm-hmm. Watch them now. Mm-hmm. They don't just crawl on their belly. They're some of their snake was within at the garden. Mm-hmm. Watch that snake. Article 13. Listen to this. Y'all see this a lot. We forbid slaves belonging to different masters to gather in crowds, either by day or by night, under the pretext of a wedding, or for any other cause, either at the dwelling or on the grounds of one of their masters or elsewhere, unless on the highways or in secluded places, under the penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip. In case of frequent offenses of the kind, the offender shall be branded with the mark of the flower de luce, and should there be aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretion of the judges. We command all of our subjects, be they officials or not, to seize offenders, to arrest, and conduct them to prison, although there should be no judgment against them. For gathering in crowds, I'm standing on the corner, walk around, and just pull up on you. Now you got some license ID. Who are you? Yeah, no, you probably got a criminal record. They know all these bit don't bit bop and fart laws. You can't do nothing. You can't bit bop or fart. Yeah, that's how they've been scaring us for ages, and they just incorporated into the modernizing of the system through the 50 states now. And I could go on and on with this stuff that you will see. This stuff of what's going on right now. Okay. Article 14, master too shall be convicted of having permitted or tolerated such gathering as aforesaid, composed of other slaves than their own, shall be sentenced individually to indemnify their neighbors for the damages occasioned by said gatherings, and to pay, for the first time, a fine of 30 livres and double that sum on the repetitions of the offense. Man. Article 15, we forbid Negroes to sell any commodities, provisions, or produce of any kind, without the written permission of their masters, or without wearing their known marks or badges. And any person producing anything from Negroes in violation of this article shall be sentenced to pay a fine of 1,500 livres. See, scare you to death. You can't grow nothing, scare you to death, because you stayed under the Negro Act. Now, this 1724, see, this stuff is written and engraved in us now. We don't go. We on autopilot, we don't go. And we think the people... We telling the world that we them boys. You know, we telling the people that we got the girl on go. No, all of us on go. These people got us on go. Until we come out of her and be ourselves, we going to fall with her. Because all of our belongings, everything we getting is coming from them. If they empire crumble right now, everything with it, Bitcoin and everything with it is there. If it crumbles right now, the London Bridge is fall right now, what are we going to do? We don't got nothing. We are beggar people. We're going to have to go knock on somebody's door. We don't even got farmland no more. You can't even go out on your folks' farm and just go live and have your own stuff. Some people do, but it's very limited. You see? While you've been around in the hood all these years getting that little money, nobody had the sense to put their money together and buy up all the country land out there so we could sit out there rent-free on our own land and grow stuff when times get hard, because it's going to be just like The Walking Dead. That's why it was a hit. They put it in your nostril, in your noggins, in your mind. They prepared you for it. That's how it's going to be. All the urban cities going to be. You see what they're doing with the UN right now? Oh, my goodness. They could seize the cities right now with the UN. They are just talking about that. But certain cities, they could seize the cities with the UN, put up the boundaries on there. You can't go nowhere. Don't see the time I'm gonna go to. You can't go anywhere. They gonna block off the freeways and everything. They gonna put them cement pillars up to block off the freeway exits. The only way you could drive is where you could drive. Other than that, you have to leave your car abandoned and get on foot and go out in the woods somewhere. And you come off on people's land who got them things out there protecting their family. They ain't trying to give you nothing. Too many people running around vagrants. Running around, you feel me? They don't know who nice or not. They just boarding up their house and stuff and putting out their guns. You come out on their land, they go shoot you down. So we just like The Walking Dead. And Negroes will be the first ones to suffer. It's already prophecy. Blood up to the horse's brow. That's what the prophet said. It's already prophecy. So that's how it goes on with that. So we got to do better with that. If we don't get that together, then we doomed out here. Yeah, we doomed out here. So that's just how that go. I'm gonna go on here and see how some of the brothers doing and take some of these calls, see what's going on. Yeah, you live on the morning drill for City Mom Bay. He's gone. You give me a remote. 251-458-4511. You live.
They've been on hold so long. They at work. They can't say nothing.
I'm going to put that one back on mute. Okay. I'm going to go to caller 251-206-9466.
This is for you. This is for you, man.
You won't lie, Mo. Can you hear me? You're on the morning trip for 49 days. Anybody there?
It's low.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you on. I can hear you.
Listen,
can you hear me?
I heard Silk Taylor, man. We're going to be on this all day. This clown-ass nigga, man.
Hey, can you? Hey, you lie. Y'all at the work site, huh? Y'all lie. You lie, bro. You at the work site?
All right, lie, man.
Okay. I had the brothers on live right now. We got a few minutes. The brothers were live, but the brothers on. I'm at work right now, so I know that they've been on hold for a lot of, or they've been sitting in the chat room for a long time, and I know they can't just stay off a hold when you got work to do. So that's what I was trying to tap in, and you can hear the noise on both lines. The brother's trying to call in out there from Alabama, man, the Chevron, man, putting it down, man, listening to the more. But, yeah, like I said, we got 12 minutes left. I will get back when my last five, 6 minutes, I'm going to check back in to see if I could get the brothers again, man, and see if they can chime in with me for a minute and ask whatever questions they want. A lot of the stuff with the business formation, y'all, it's discrimination in all facets of American what's going on with commercial, with commerce and everything. If you live in a messed up area, if you're trying to do business, if you're doing business under your zip code, if you live in the hood, if you live in black area, urban area, you know, it's bad, you know. It's bad just from your zip code alone, you know, where you're doing business from, because they're not allocating money for those areas like that, you feel me? So you got to know where to tap into and what to tap into. So you got to set your businesses up in good area codes. You know, you got to spend that money nowadays for virtual offices, $150 a month or whatever it is, and use it as a business write-up. Find ways to use stuff as business write-ups, you know. Find ways to get promotion and marketing to pay for stuff, you know. A lot of y'all got cars and stuff out there. You renting cars or because you're paying, leasing them or whatever you're doing, paying the little notes on them. Shit, go get you some little stickers to put on them. So go get some little advertisement stickers and put on them, three or four of them. Man, who gives a damn? All you care about the inside. You can't see the outside of the car when you drive it. It gets you from A to B. Man, go get you some advertisement stickers, them magnets, and put on time, let the people pay you to drive around with that stuff on every day. Yeah, tell them you travel on the road every day, you work every day, you be in the city every day. Man, they will get free advertising. Man, pay you $300 or $400 a month to put them on your car, man. Get you three or four of them, man. Start finding ways to make liabilities assets, man. Shit, man, we mess with guys and girls all all the time to be a liability. We just hold on to them. Man, get out of that. You got to find and make assets, man. If you ain't making the assets in this shit, the liability hurts. So that's what you want to do, man. You want to get to your business set up in the right place. You want to have your zip code. Now, that's important. You know, you don't want to have it at your office. You know, your office, you want to have your office in the prominent area. You know, you don't want to have it at your house. You know, if you do have to set it up first and you had to set it up at your house, okay. But then you want to get it set up and get to switch that your primary location to your new location. Yeah, you just want to have your stuff in line. You know, you want to have you a real phone number people could call and check on you. You don't want no people picking up, yo, what's up, hello? Yeah, man, you got a business line. You answering on your personal line like a regular. You're not saying no business or nothing. So that stuff, you know, they checking on that. They calling. They trying to see who there. So that's what that is. And I still got a brother on, too. So I'm going to check in with him, too, and see what's going down if I can get you. 251-458-4511. You on live, man. To be my break. Here's on, Mo.
Hello. Yo.
Yes, please.
What's up,
yes, sir. How you, what's going on with it?
How you doing? Not much, man. Does that work on these folks' job, man, trying to do better?
No question about it. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. They say if we knew better, we'd do better. That's what we're trying to do, get the information out there.
That's right. That's right.
That's all. We just wasn't taught nothing, man. They didn't give us no education, so we gotta educate each other. The only thing is we've been taught not to believe our own kind, our own self and kind, so that's the barrier that we face.
That's right.
You know?
It's a brother at work with me that turned me on to you yesterday, man. He told me to tune in today, man, and listen to you keep his knowledge. But one thing I do know...
Yes, sir.
You know, I was raised in a Christian home, man, and, you know,
right.
I was talking
me
on
too.
The church, and this was this and that, but, man, when you grow older, the best thing in the world is common sense, man. Stuff starting to add up no more.
Right. Right. It doesn't, bro. Yeah, we can't be brothers and sisters if we ain't being treated equal.
That's right.
Our books teach us to love our neighbor, but the same person don't love us. That ain't right. So you can't be with that.
If I'm 35 years old and I can see the change in myself, well, I can't see a change in society in my lifetime that I done lived on earth.
That's right. And that's because we got to make that change, man. We got to start doing better with each other, man. We got to start believing in each other and helping each other, man, and getting information out there, man, and teaching, man. We got to get our only
man,
way to get
I'm
our
man.
Land back, man. Just to know we at home, bro. Martin Luther King told us that. Yeah, bro, Martin Luther King told us. I got so much respect for him. He told us that, man, that we at home, man. When we at home, bro, when you know that, when you know you at home and this your land, then you start doing better and thinking better, bro. And it's not to harm anybody. It's not to, you know, oh, you did this to us. No, it's just to make everybody the level the playing field where everything is justice. I got equal opportunity just like you. I'm not trying to treat you bad because I'm on top now. You got an equal opportunity like me. If you meet the criteria, if you're capable and able, then you can get a position. It doesn't matter what you look like or where you're from.
That's
what, and that's how Moors operate. That's why Moors was overthrew and excelled. You see me? That's why the world in darkness, because they don't like the way we govern, because it's equality for all. Ain't no peasants and people on the street poor, and how people poor when the land and the earth is full of riches for everybody. But people want to hold on to them all for themselves. No, it's plenty for everybody to do something, to have something. So listen, Mo, keep tapping in, and don't forget to check out my website, man, that I be mentioning, Legal Empowerment Group, 101.com.
Okay.
And and all the little sites that we be putting down, man. You can check out some stuff. We got a lot of stuff going on with credit repair, business formation, man. A lot of stuff we educate you on. I gotta take another call with some brothers that's up there with some people, man. Tap that key in tomorrow, man. I'll be here if God will.
All right, brother. You have a good one.
Okay, the peace and love, and thank you for tuning in.
All right.
Okay, yeah, man. So we got a few more minutes here, man. Like I said, I appreciate all the love, man, and the brothers tapping in, man. It's the first time I've been doing the call-ins. I have some, you know, set shows before where I just had, you know, people calling or whatever. But, yeah, I appreciate the love, man. I really do, man. But I'm glad it's working. I used to have a lot of glitches with this thing, man. Allah is good, man. The universe is good, man. It's blessed. Okay, I'm going to take the last caller because we got the last 4 minutes, man. Let's see. Buddy Rowe, you're live, man, on the Morning Drip of Suleiman Bay. Let's see. So, yeah, man, so that's how we go finish it off today. And that last document, man, y'all make sure y'all read, man, that Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave. Because when you read that, if you bear witness, and if you're a truthful person, then you will bear witness that this is us. This is what has been done to us, that we have been dehumanized, denationalized. Those are crimes against humanity, y'all. These corporations have profited and benefited, and it's time to sue the corporations. It's time to sue the corporations and that's how you get your 40 acres and a mule. But you can't get it as a black. You can't get it. You can't get reparations like that. You can't get reparations for blacks because you're a corporate entity too. You're an artificial person, and you're owned by them. You're copyrighted property of them. So you got to be in your natural person. Sue Jewis. All propria persona sui juris, and your proper person is state and right mind. Yeah, you got to be in your natural self. Yeah, you got to come to them and say, hey, and you just hit them. You got all the documents. You got your birth certificate. You got your social security. You got everything that's been tied and used to that. You go just locate them documents, make copies of them, the whole paper trail. All the benefits and privileges they've been giving you off the trust document that they created. They got billions and trillions of dollars running through it. All you got to do is go study and research. You can get all the documentation. Then you do that for each one of the persons in your family. You bring up that suit and get paid because that's what our family is on. We get all the documentation, all the paper trail. You know, it's tied to accounts. It's tied to mutual funds. It's tied to bonds with billions and millions of dollars going through it. Okay, that's an injury against you. So you have interest on that. You have interest on that, and you can go back for all your years that you've been living and get your reparations. But like I said, you can't do it as a black person. You got to do it as a natural person because then you have an injury claim. All right? So, yeah, that's what this is about, man. Don't forget. But we read the Sundry Free Moors Act of 1789. We read that today. We wrote the Christian Black Code. We read that today of 1724. And I'm telling y'all about the Willie Lynch letter. Make sure you go get that, the Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave. You got to have that. You got to read that. You got to let your children read that and get an understanding of that, of how these people see us, how you was created in their image and likeness. And when I say in their image and likeness, I mean in the image that they want you to portray. If that's like them, then so be it. Whatever the image and likeness. You got the mark of the beast in our hands. In our forehead. That's what it say in the Bible. Where you think it was gonna be at? If the mark of the beast is in your forehead, on their foreheads, what you think that means? That means it's in your mind, in your thinking. If it's on your hands, what that means? That means your blood, it's on your hands. Your hands, what you do with your hands, what you do with your feet. That's why the Quran say your body will bear witness against you. You can't lie and say what you did or didn't do or what wasn't presented to you or wasn't presented to you on that day. On that day, your body parts gonna bear witness to you. Your tongue. Your eyes go bear witness to what they saw and did wrong, the lusting that they was doing. Your mouth go bear witness to the filth and the things that was coming out of it. Your feet go bear witness to, and your hands go bear witness to. See, that's what you can't get rid of. See, because everything else is in ordinance, in tune with the universe. You feel me? It's running as one, except you and I. See, we the ones with free will that's running around here doing whatever we want and calling it truth and calling it righteousness. But if it was truth and righteousness, then we'd be the gods of this plane again. We would be on top. We would be the ones with all the gold and the silver and all the stuff. Yeah, trapping down our reservoirs and our rivers that we've been forged and dredged.
I bear witness and seeing all our pyramid mounds and earth mounds up and down the Mississippi and all up in this hemisphere. We was here before Columbus. Yeah, go get you some of that gear, man. We was here before Columbus with the basalt head with the Moorish crowns on. Go find it on Google. Go Google it and Amazon it and get you some of that gear. I bear witness, man. Y'all been on Live and Direct with Suleiman Bey on the morning drip. Man, we about to get out of here, man. It's been a lovely, it's been a blessing, man. If God is willing, man, we'll be the same time, same place tomorrow, man. Tune in again. I thank y'all. Don't forget to tap into LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. If there's something you need, some help with, leave your information, man. We'll get back with you, man. We'll lace you up. Credit there, business formation, all that. Don't forget to tap into SupernaturalGalleries.com for your Ezgala NFT tokens and your super coins. We'll bless you on those. And don't forget to go to QueenKitty.net for your feminine hygiene, man. We got some discounts for y'all on all things. Send them to Suleiman Bey sent you. Peace and love, and check with us again. Mayana. Peace.